This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Health Ministry reports 28 corona-related deaths and 3,122 infections in the past 24 hours. Ministry projects possibility of more than 100 deaths each day if present infection rate persists. CPN UML Chair and Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli directs entire party committees to get united against COVID-19. And countries to send aid to ease India's oxygen emergency. Now the news in detail. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported additional 3,122 new coronavirus infection cases. As per the Ministry's update, Nepal's active corona infection cases has now neared 19,400. The Ministry had reported 28 corona-related deaths yesterday. This has pushed Nepal's corona-related death toll to 3,164. Meantime, the Ministry has projected that more than 100 people could die of COVID-19 infection per day if the current infection rate continued. Speaking at a press conference organized by the Ministry yesterday, public health expert Dr. Biraj Karmacharya said 149 people in a day could die after next 3 months if the current infection rate persisted. He added that the situation might turn catastrophic if the current infection rate was not brought under control. To avoid the possible adverse situation, Dr. Karmacharya suggested people stay in self-imposed lockdown, maintain physical distancing and undergo COVID-19 tests if they got symptoms. Meanwhile, the Health Ministry has directed all the labs not to carry out PCR tests of any foreign nationals who enter Nepal to make a transit or comes to Nepal only for PCR test. CPN UML Chair and Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has directed the entire party committees to get united against COVID-19. Addressing the third meeting of the 10th UML National General Convention Organizing Committee at Balwatar yesterday, Prime Minister Oli directed party committees at local and district levels to get mobilized in the fight against coronavirus. Party spokesperson and Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyawali said the meeting discussed about management of oxygen supplies required for infected and expansion of COVID-19 vaccination, among others. Responding to the media, Minister Gyawali said there was no possibility of imposing lockdown except in the highly infected areas. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has congratulated the Nepali national cricket team, which won the Tri-Nation T20I series yesterday. In his official tweet yesterday, the Prime Minister congratulated the national cricket squad for its emphatic win against the Netherlands by 141 runs and breaking the 11-year-old history. Nepal, Malaysia and the Netherlands had participated in the Tri-series. The government has appealed to one and all not to conduct functions and programs in public places, as well as not to participate in such events. The government has also asked everyone to remain sensitive by discharging the social responsibility and help to bring under the law to any of the activities taking places in the public places. In a notice on Sunday, the Ministry of Health and Population has sought support from every individual while urging to remain vigil. Similarly, the ministry urged the broadcast media persons to mandatorily use face mask while reading news and doing interviews. Similarly, the government has given authority to local level administration to impose lockdown in districts having more than 500 coronavirus infection cases. Similarly, the district administration office in Baki and Bardia districts imposed prohibition order following the increasing cases of coronavirus infection. The Supreme Court has issued a mandamus order in the name of government to regulate and control open border between Nepal and India. A joint bench of justices Prakash Man Singh Raut and Purushottam Bhandari issued the mandamus order to regulate the open border between Nepal and India for Nepal's peace and security. Making the verdict on the writ petition filed by senior advocate Chandrakant Gyawali, lawyer Lidadhar Upadhyaya and others on March 26, 2017, the Supreme Court ordered the government to remain serious on the issues of border between the two countries and to review the treaties. The government of Nepal has been asked to take initiative for the review of the agreements and treaties regarding the management and regulations of open borders between Nepal and India. The Election Commission has approved the by-election program for the election of the National Assembly member in Bagmati province set for 20th of May. The Commission has set 4th May for publishing voter list, May 5th and 6th as days for evaluating the complaints on voters list, publish final lists of voters on 6th of May. Likewise, May 7th has been set as a day for nomination and 8th May for registering complaints against the nominations. 9th and 10th May has been set for evaluating complaint against the nominated persons and publish the nomination list on 10th of May. The nominated person could withdraw their names on 11th May and Commission will publish the final nomination list and provide election symbol on 12th of May. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8am English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
बाबा हाम्रो स्कुलमा पाठशाला सीयूजी सिमको फारम भर्ने अरे हजुर पनि जान पर्छ है
के हो नानी यो पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम भने
नेपाल टेलिकमको सरकारी स्कुलका शिक्षक विद्यार्थी र अभिभावकहरू बीच पठनपाठनका लागि मोबाइलमा जति पनि कुराकानी गर्न मिल्ने अनि 10 कक्षासम्म पढाइ हुने पाठ्य सामग्री राखेको वेबसाइट खोलेर पढ्न मिल्ने निशुल्क पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम
मोबाइलमा पढ्ने मात्र भनेर भो खर्च नि
नेपाल टेलिकमले निशुल्क सिम दिन्छ रे हजुरको एनटीसी सिम छदेछ त्यसैमा राखे भो मेरो लागि लिउला अनि मासिक खर्च पनि पालिकाबाट नै तिरिदिनेले
ओहो स्कुल नखुलेर मलाई त तिमीहरुको पढाइको कस्तो पीर लागेको थियो अब भने ढुक्काउने भो
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. After the short break, we continue with international updates now. International efforts are underway to help India as the country suffers critical oxygen shortages amid a devastating surge in COVID cases. The UK has begun sending ventilators and oxygen concentrator devices. EU members are also due to send aid. The United States is lifting a ban on sending raw materials abroad, enabling India to make more of the AstraZeneca vaccine. India's capital, Delhi, has extended its lockdown as overcrowded hospitals continue to turn patients away. The Indian government has approved plans for more than 500 oxygen generation plants across the country to boost supplies. Meanwhile, neighbouring Bangladesh has announced that it will close its border with India from Monday to prevent the spread of the virus. India reported 349,691 cases, more than cases in 24 hours to Sunday morning, and another 2,767 deaths. However, the true figures are thought to be much higher. Similarly, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi urged all citizens to be vaccinated and exercise caution, saying on Sunday the storm of infections had shaken India as the country set a new global record of the most number of COVID-19 infections in a day. Most hospitals in Delhi and many other cities in India have completely run out of beds, forcing people to find ways to get treatment for sick patients at home. But even that is proving to be a difficult task as prices of oxygen cylinders, concentrators and essential medicines have skyrocketed on the black market. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 32.4 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 13 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Health Ministry reports 28 corona-related deaths and 3,122 infections in the past 24 hours. Ministry projects possibility of more than 100 deaths each day if present infection rate persists. CPN UML Chair and Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli directs entire party committees to get united against COVID-19 and countries to send aid to ease India's oxygen emergency. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.in for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.